First of all, how do you evaluate the Northeast region's progress in absorbing EU funds and in reducing the gaps and disparities with other countries and regions?
I think in general, Romania used the funds in such a way that it reveals a massive progress. Of course, this doesn't mean that there are not problems to be also worked upon. And one of them is internal imbalances. And so from our agenda, we wanted to come here also because the Northeast region is in fact chosen statistics as one of the weakest regions. It is, of course, the location is a difficult location because it's very close to the war zone, so to speak, with all the problems. Nevertheless, it has other assets on which I think you can build a very interesting future, in particular the university work, the quality of the people that are being trained in these universities, the fact that you have a lot of innovation, and even the model that you have here. We have been working with the technical support instrument, in fact, to enlarge the things that you have already, the successes that you have already reached here. So, of course, there are elements to be complemented, but we understand also from the government that there is this will to concentrate in rebalancing growth internally in the European, as we do in the European Union now in relation to Romania. So I think we have all the conditions to really grow very fast, and in the rebuilding of Ukraine that we hope will happen soon, you are the closest ones as well. So location is not always a disadvantage; it can become an advantage if really you start. Helping the recovery of Ukraine.
Also at this debate, the problem of motorways and developing projects related to it has been raised, and there is a synchronization between recovery and resilience plans and cohesion policy in terms of financing these motorways in Moldova, in the region, A7 and A8. How do you think these projects evolve? How's the approach?
There is a need for road infrastructures. We should not, by saying this, disregard the railway. The railway is also very, very important. But your question is about roads. The A8 and A7 are the most relevant ones. The government has combined sections of one and the other in cohesion and in the RRP. But of course, what we have to guarantee is that there is no overlapping of funding. So that's why they have, what is financed by one and the other have got to be very clearly separated and identified. I would also note that it is very important to do all the plans. And a lot of those plans, they take a long time to do. Because in particular in the Carpathian area, where you have to cross mountains, where you have to tunnels, where you have a lot of biodiversity and you have got to do the studies in order to minimize the impact, there is in fact a lot of work to be done. When you, I'm not referring to anything in particular, I'm just describing the structure. And so I think the important thing now is to prepare all the projects, all the plans in detail, and then to play, so to speak, with the different sources of funding in order to solve this problem that for this region I recognize is an important one.
Also on your portfolio, the emergency regional hospitals, the much more developed, is in Iași. Are there sufficient money to continue with these projects due to the increase in prices in the construction area?
In the cohesion funding, we allowed for two important things during this period with the agreement of the European Parliament and the Council. One of them is the one that is that required this approval, is the possibility, if you cannot finish a project that has a certain dimension, so an investment over 1 million euros, if you cannot finish it, if you have started it with the funding of 2014-2020 and you didn't finish the project, you can continue it under exactly the same conditions in 21-27. So the fact that you cannot finish a project doesn't mean that you cannot transfer the second part of it into this funding. And the other aspect is that we also allowed for, and we have a special structure working with member states in order to accommodate increases in prices of certain works. So in fact, from the cohesion policy, and that's the one I can address, these issues seem to be adequately addressed. Also, you are starting a period of substantial funding. So just from funding is more than 30 billion. And so and that triggers 45 billion of global investment. But you have a lot of money that really you can use since the 1st of January 2021. So you can, because this is 2021-27, so you have the envelope, so to speak, of 2021, the envelope of 2022 and 2023. So I think now the problem is not the lack of money, but sometimes the challenge is to have the administrative capacity and the technical capacity and the building capacity to answer appropriately and timely to all these investment opportunities. And this is what is also a source of our dialogue with the government and with regional authorities.
The hottest topic on the EU-associated agenda in Romania is related to farmers and their perspectives in Romania to protest on the 7th of April, like Bulgarians and Polish farmers did, in relation with solidarity in lanes that they weren't used only for transit of cereals. What is your, I know it's not your portfolio, but what is your general view about this issue?
What we did in relation to solidarity lanes was in fact to allow for the transfer of funds in order to complete this, and this is also infrastructures that serve the region, even if they were used like solidarity lanes. On the precise issue of agricultures and prices of products, I would prefer not to address it because it's not my portfolio.